This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has been in the hospital. The AP's Jennifer King with what we know.
A spokesman says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was hospitalized after he tripped and fell in a Washington, D.C. hotel. The Kentucky Republican is 81. Additional details on his condition were not immediately provided.
The chief executive of Norfolk Southern is expected to apologize today at a Senate hearing for the fiery train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio last month. CEO Alan Shaw is expected to say the railroad will commit $20 million to helping the community recover. Today, President Biden rolls out his spending plan. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's already said he wants to boost taxes on the wealthy. One reason why this may well be more of a messaging document for next year's elections than anything else.
Massive tax increases, more spending.
Things Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says stand no chance of actually passing in either chamber of Congress.
Will not see the light of day.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ukraine says a massive Russian rocket attack on critical infrastructure and residential buildings has killed at least six people. President Zelensky calls it an effort by Moscow to intimidate Ukrainians again, he says. Three Los Angeles police officers were shot and wounded last night in a confrontation with a wanted parolee who was found dead hours later after a standoff, say police. They say the officers are in stable condition. Members of the House and Senate have been told that hackers may have gained access to their sensitive personal data in a breach of a Washington, D.C. health insurance marketplace. D.C. HealthLink confirms that data on an unspecified number of customers was affected and says it was notifying them and working with law enforcement. It said it was offering identity theft services. This is AP News. A House panel hears about the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021.
This war is not over for millions of people in Afghanistan and the U.S.
Aidan Gunderson served as an Army medic during the evacuation. He says he's plagued by the memories.
I see the faces of all the people we cannot save, all those that we left behind.
The majority of witnesses argued blame for the fall of Kabul touches every presidential administration, from George W. Bush to Joe Biden. Retired Green Beret Lieutenant Colonel David Scott Mann.
America is building a nasty reputation for multi-generational systemic abandonment of our allies.
Testimony focused not on the decision to withdraw, but on what witnesses described as a desperate attempt to rescue American citizens and Afghan allies with little planning and inadequate support. And they implored Congress to help the allies left behind. Peter Lucier is a Marine veteran.
Urgent action right now will save so many lives.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.